something better.
When it comes to guns and ammo, like you didn't know that. Kentucky Derby, time for our trifecta challenge. During this hour, we're talking about a whole bunch of things, but you can mix it into the conversation. There are 20 horses entered into the Derby. So a trifecta means three. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Horse racing fans, get ready for it. It's similar to what we do during the football season. Just tell us the order of your trifecta. You can pluck the numbers out of thin air, or you could know something about the horses. If you want to pick numbers and you want to call me and ask me who the horses are, you can certainly do that as well, and I will give you my trifecta. If you do correctly nail the trifecta just by giving us those numbers and those horses come in that order, you win our America Tonight prize pack. How about that? Once you shout out your numbers, or I get them at americatonight.net starting in our next segment until the top of the hour, then guess what? You own those numbers. Nobody else can take those numbers from you. We are one day away from the big race. I will give you one hint. I like Orb in the 16th post position. I really like this horse. Vijack, our pal TK Lawless, is high on this horse for a whole bunch of really cool reasons. That comes out of the 20 post position. And there's a whole bunch of other cool stories in between that we'll get to. Syria, Syria, Syria. Oh, what a predicament. What are we to do about Syria? Here's the thing. You have armed rebels that we really don't know their positions. Meaning, you pick eeny, meeny, miny, mo, the best, the biggest, the baddest, the loudest of the rebels. But does this mean this is the group that should run Syria? If we do that, we run other risks that are just as great to what we're saying with the Assad regime and the killing of 70,000 people. Chuck Hagel says the U.S. is rethinking its opposition to arming Syrian rebels. Here's Hagel.
You need the evidence, and if you're going to exercise certain options, a range of those options, that evidence is particularly important.
You know what I like about Washington? You never have to use the real world words of what you're saying in the real world. There's ways to dance around it. So he kind of dances around it there. Listen, Chuck, this is what we want to know. What's really happening in Syria? How many chemical weapons are there? Are we positive there's chemical weapons? What don't we know? What about this irregular militias that are loyal to Assad? What about those militias who've been trained to use chemical weapons? Is there any truth to that? And who are these rebels? So the White House is mulling over whether Syria has crossed Obama's red line and used chemical weapons. The U.S. military and intelligence community are acknowledging that the U.S. does not know where many of the weapons are located. But they feel like they know where they're located, but a feeling doesn't work. So at the heart of this big, fat concern of all of us is the Syrian military has transferred more and more of its stock of sarin and mustard gas from storage sites to trucks where they are being moved around the country. Well, that is worrisome, I would say. Syria was moving the weapons last year, and they've accelerated it since December. Also worrisome is some intelligence that says the Syrian Scientific Research Center, which is responsible for Syria's chemical weapons stockpile, has begun to train those militias that are loyal to Assad in how to use chemical munitions in any way, shape, or form. but the large-scale movement of the weapons and the fact that it's going fast is, to me, the most disheartening thing of all. So can we secure the chemical weapons? Do we arm the rebels? Nothing but questions and no great answers. No great answers in this one. How long do we wait? How long do we sit here and go back and forth on this? And we don't know much about the loyalists and the people who aren't. And I mean, there really is a lot of questions when it comes to national security and the possibilities. Can you imagine if a chemical weapon came to the United States? Oh, are you kidding? That's a day we don't all want to see. I can raise my hand and tell you I don't want to see that day. Whew. So Hagel, by the way, was at a Pentagon news conference standing alongside of his British counterpart. And this is a pretty clear signal that Obama's moving toward some action after citing preliminary U.S. intelligence that Assad's forces likely use chemical weapons, specifically sarin gas. There is no antidote for it. It is slow and painful, too, as well. Interesting story, no solid answer yet at first. And the administration has lost track of the Syrian weapons, so that's another big problem right in the middle of this whole thing. Coming up, as I said in this hour, besides the trifecta challenge, we're going to zig and zag in a couple of different directions. The amount of gun purchases every single day is an incredible number. I don't think you could even come close to the number if you tried. But background checks for guns, 46,455 each day. Each day. There have been something like 72 million background checks for gun purchases since the president took office. Whew. Who's processing those background checks? Wow. You know, the FBI has to be overwhelmed with that amount of people. Overwhelmed in trying to get these all through. That's all I can think of, because how could they possibly, I mean, how could they possibly finish them up in a timely fashion? Get some part-timers in. Some people need jobs in America, and they're stringing jobs together. So those famous people that we were, those famous people who are working three and four jobs we keep hearing about in polls, let's have them come forward, and we've got a place. Absolutely, we have a place. You know, the antibacterial soap, I bring this up because almost everywhere I go seems to have it. I've been to the hospital a bunch this past year and the year before, relatives sick and that kind of stuff, and I never realized how big the soap was. Every time you went in and out of a hospital wing, then in a hospital room, they're the thing you see. But they're talking about whether or not it's really good from you. It's been around for 40 years. It's in the bathroom shower. It's on the kitchen counter for a lot of people. But now they're talking about whether it's ineffective or even harmful. The FDA is planning to deliver a review this year of whether it is safe. The ruling will determine whether this continues to be used in household cleaners. It could have lots of implications for a $1 billion group of people in that industry. Woo! Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Shines bright on old Kentucky home. 'Tis summer, the old folks are gay. Well, the corn tops right and the meadows in the bloom, while the birds make music all the day. Weep no more, my lady. We sing one song for my old Kentucky home, for my old Kentucky home far away. The young folks roll all around the cabin floor. They're merry, all happy and bright. By and by, hard times will come knocking at my door. Then my old Kentucky home, good night. Weep no more, my lady, no, we need no more today. We sing one song for my old Kentucky home, for my old Kentucky home far away. Kentucky home far away. For my old Kentucky home far away.
It's time for the Trifecta Challenge here on America Tonight. If you've ever watched the Kentucky Derby, you realize my old Kentucky home is what they sing, and people sing it loud and proud. It is a jammin' party, friends, and it is something that you should put on a bucket list to go to the Kentucky Derby. The hair on your arms will stand up. It is so exciting. The fastest 2 minutes in sports, so they say, and it is all about picking the numbers. Rick Pitino, what a year he's having. National championship yet again for Rick Pitino. And now his hot streak continues with a Kentucky Derby appearance. He has the Midas touch. He co-owns a horse named Golden Sense. Here's Rick Pitino on that.
I think it's great. Obviously, recruiting's over with now, so there's not a whole lot for us to do for at least 3 weeks, and that's gone well. Basketball's gone well. Now it's time for horse racing.
So, yeah, how about that? I mean, when you're hot, and he is definitely on a hot roll. Can you get on a hot roll? Let me give out the numbers. You don't have to know anything about horse racing. It is just about picking three numbers in a row. The post positions go from 1 to 20. You can also send me your numbers, americatonight.net, for the Trifecta Challenge. Let me give out the digits first, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283, or americatonight.net, americatonight.net. Send me your numbers, your trifecta numbers. And as I said, they go 1 through 20. I will give you mine, and I'm going to say this is how this rolls out. I actually had a change because of our pal TK Lawless, horse racing expert who came on, and I'm going to say 20 for Via Jack is the name of the horse. Then I'm going to go 16, and then I'm going to go after that 14. So, you know, just for fun, the horses, Via Jack's 20, 16 would be Orb, and 14 would be Verrazano. How many years of my life did I spend going over the Verrazano Bridge, which connected New Jersey to New York, one of those bridges, big bridge that took me into ultimately Queens. So that's the order for me for the Trifecta Challenge. How about you? We're going to talk about some other things along the way to be sure, but if you get a chance and you think about it, check out the Triple Crown, the first of the Triple Crown races, because it's a whole lot of fun to watch, and there's just nothing like it. 139th running of the Kentucky Derby. You might get lucky and win some prizes here on America Tonight, too, by the way. All right, Rick in Illinois gets to be the first man up. Rick in Illinois, what do you say for the Derby?
I got number 12, first. I'd like to give you something like that.
12, you got it. And then what?
Number 5.
Mm-hmm.
Which one? What's his name?
I like that. What's his name? So you have 12, you have 5, and the 12 horse is, it's my lucky day. Like you said, I love the name. That's a good one. The 5th horse is Normandy Invasion. And what's your other horse?
Yeah. Number 3.
Number 3, Revolutionary.
Yeah.
Oh, I like the jockey on that one. I like your choices. Another horse racing pal of mine loves the 12 horse, too. It's a my lucky day. So you're in good company there. Nice, Rick. Batter up. Thank you for playing our little challenge here, the Trifecta Challenge. So you saw what Rick did. All you have to do is name off numbers, and 1 through 20, you go up to 20. I'll say the digits again in case for fun you want to play. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. As I mentioned, you know, this the Derby has so much history, and you look at the odds, and the odds will switch as it gets closer to Derby time. Todd Pletcher has five horses. He's a trainer, has five horses in this one. Viajack is now a horse that I'm crazy about because I was reading his numbers, and 2 days before he's supposed to run in the Derby, he blew out three furlongs in 37 seconds. His time was an eighth fastest of nine at the distance on the day. So, you know, there's some crazy history here with Viajack, and you never know, because if the horse doesn't want to run, the horse isn't going to run. But this is a horse that definitely has some speed, and when you're talking about a long way around a track, a mile and a quarter, you know, you're going to want a horse that can hang in there and have some kick, I think, at the end. And who knows who takes this, but certainly they're all there, all the big names, all the horses are there, and if it rains and there's a potential for rain could change the running of the Kentucky Derby, because that changes the feel of the track, and then it becomes a muddy track, and some of these horses aren't mudders. That makes it tougher. I have a hard time with that. When I get really excited about some horses, then I go and I start to look how they run when it's a sloppy track, and that messes me up. 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Meet you in a few.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
Sergeant Dave Scott, Army Search and Rescue veteran, wants you to hear this urgent message. All emergencies have casualties, but in America, most casualties from storms like Katrina and Sandy only happen because good people were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Don't let that happen to you. Visit yourbugoutplan.com on the web. Watch a free video presentation of the skills you need to be long gone before any disaster can touch you. You owe it to yourself and to your family to watch this. Head to yourbugoutplan.com on the web right now, yourbugoutplan.com.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing Mother's Day special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Plus, order today and you're automatically entered for a chance to win an amazing trip for mom. Three lucky grand prize winners and a guest will be whisked away to your choice of Paris, Napa, or St. Thomas. Just go to ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 5454. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. 100 colorful blooms for mom. mom, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days, plus a free vase for only $19.99. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. And if you order this week, you're entered for a chance to win a trip for mom to an incredible destination. The only way to get this amazing deal and be entered to win the trip of a lifetime is to go to proflowers.com. Click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 5454.
No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or over. Restrictions apply. See rules and website for details.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
A big question. Who's going to win the Triple Crown? Who knows? Who knows? Whatever horse wins the Kentucky Derby, then everybody starts to talk about, oh, could this be the Triple Crown winner? Haven't had one since Affirmed in 1978. If you want to take our trifecta challenge, you don't have to know anything about horse racing. You just have to pick numbers 1 through 20. Call us at 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283, or flip me an email at americatonight.net, americatonight.net. Let's go out to Dale, who's listening to us in Illinois. Hey, Dale in Illinois, how are you?
Oh, I'm great, Kate. How are you doing?
Excellent. Are you a big Derby fan? I can't. You like the Derby. You watched the Derby, I remember, from last time.
I watched the Derby. I don't know anything about horse racing, but this will be a mile and a quarter in the mud, right?
I think it could be in the mud, yeah.
Ooh, is there a horse that has the number zero?
A horse that has the number zero? Well, if you go by like 10, there's a zero in that. There's a 20 Is that what you mean?
Not one that has actually has a zero number. I was going to name that one after my mother-in-law. But that's okay. I'll go.
But I'm bump. I got the joke. I stepped on the punchline. Okay.
I'll go with number 8.
8.
And 12.
12, that's good. Mm-hmm.
And 4.
All right, so your horses are Golden Sense, which is Rick Pitino's horse. He's co-owner there. The 12th horse is It's My Lucky Day, and the 4 is Golden Soul. That's pretty interesting. I like that. 8, 12, and 4. How about that, Dale? You never know. I mean, let's see when they go off with the condition of the track. That can make such a big difference. Dale, enjoy the race and have a great weekend.
Okay, thanks, Kate.
Sorry, I stepped on your punchline. I'm the worst, Dale. When I was a kid, people would say, why did the so-and-so cross the road and then went up the mountain strip? And people would look at me, little boys would look at me like, why don't you know the answer to that? I was like, I don't know. So,
well, my mother-in-law is glad you did.
Yeah, thanks, Dale. We got a good laugh anyway. Thank you. You have a good weekend. All right, so if you want to throw out some numbers, feel free. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283 or americatonight.net. How about Nathan? He's the gatekeeper here for this version of America Tonight. Nathan, I know you're not a sports fan, but you could be lucky because, you know, you're just picking numbers out of thin air. What if you had to pick some numbers out of thin air, what would you choose?
What's our range here?
The range is 1 through 20.
I like 13. I do like 13. And I'll do 12. And, three. I like three. It is
three.
A magic number that they tell me.
Three. All right, Nathan. So Nathan knows 13th horse is Falling Sky. 12th horse is It's My Lucky Day. A lot of people like that horse. Three is Revolutionary. Okay. So that's pretty good. I think those choices.
Well, we got that earlier, didn't we? Revolutionary.
That's okay. They're in different order, so it works. You know, as long as they're all in different order, you can take claim those numbers, too.
What was 13 again? Fallen?
13 is Falling Sky. See, now you need to pay attention to this, Nathan, because even though you might not want to, you got to watch the last watch, you know, the race on Saturday, the last couple of minutes on NBC, and you'll see who comes in. If you have 13, 12, and 3, you won.
Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa, I'm a winner. I pick, it's like picking lottery numbers.
Oh, yeah.
It is. It's just, you just don't know. I mean, it's crazy trying to pick these horses and what, you know, what happens. Even some horses now that they thought they were going to be in, like three-time Kentucky Derby winning trainer Bob Baffert said that he's not going to have a starter in the Kentucky Derby because none of the contenders he had early in the season would be competitive in a mile and a quarter race. So he knew, I can't run any of my horses. They're not going to do anything.
You got to know when to fold them.
That's smart of him to fold them there, too, because there would be a temptation to, well, maybe we can push a horse, or I have one that kind of is heads up. Maybe they're, you know, looking, maybe it's looking pretty good. I don't know. And I'll take the chance on it anyway. All right, we got some emails here, and I want to read them to you. I love this one. This one's from Richard listening to us, I think, in Missouri. And Richard says, wish I had time to call. I'm going to tell you right off the bat the order of my horses are this, Kate Delaney, 9, 6, and 3. 9, 6, and 3. Tell everybody those horses. All right, Overanalyze is 9. I love that. 6 is My Lute. And 3, of course, is Revolutionary. Do you like the name of those horses, though? Overanalyze. I know a lot of people who overanalyze. Certainly not me, but I know there are others who are creatures of habit of doing that. Oh, that would be a deal breaker for me. In a marriage, oh, that'd be a deal breaker, overanalyzing. How many of you guys listening have, I'm not bagging on women, because there's some women that are awesome that definitely don't overanalyze, but what would it be like to have that partner that overanalyzes? So everything you do, there must be a reason. Why did you do that? And they'll analyze it to death. Oh, how do you hang in that? I'm not sure, but I love the name of the horse anyway, which I like that name. I like It's My Lucky Day. If I were just going by names, I would probably change my choices of who I would pick. Charming Kitten is pretty cool. Golden Sense, Normandy Invasion, Black Onyx, that's a great name. That's like 50-1 odds, though. That's how crappy that horse is. You know, when you look at, people say, oh, well, look for a long shot, throw a couple bucks down, and sometimes that works out. Somebody throws some money on a long shot, and then they're stunned, it comes in. And so if you had a 50-1 shot, imagine even if you just put $2 down, you're getting some coin back. That's not a bad deal to have a 50-1 shot come in. Rick Pitino's horse has a chance because the horse, I mean, this is a pretty strong horse, and the trainer is an insanely good trainer, and this horse has run pretty well. So I would say that he may have a shot at this. He might have a shot. The other horse is Shugmagehi's Orb is probably right in there, but Golden Sense has some real steam and could maybe surprise some people that are sipping on mint juleps. We have some more people who emailed me. You can email me your trifecta challenge as well, or give us a call at 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Marshall in Missouri says, "Damn, girl, I don't know anything about horse racing, but I know I like you. So I am picking numbers out of thin air, as it were. My numbers are 4, 9, and 12. All right, 4, 9, and 12. So 4 is Golden Soul. 9 is what I just said, overanalyze. And 12 is It's My Lucky Day. Could be your lucky day. The sometimes people pick horses just based on their color or based on the name of the horse, too. And perhaps that was the deal there. All right, Phil is listening to us in Missouri. Phil, what say you, sir?
Oh, I got to go with Calvin on number 3 to win. And then I'll take 14 to place and 16 to show.
Oh, I like that. So will you watch? You'll watch the Derby then, won't you?
Unfortunately, I have to work.
Oh, you have to work. But you know what? You're going to find out what happens. So 3.
Oh, yeah.
Calvin. Calvin's great, so he's got the mount, the jockey you're talking about. Revolutionary is the horse. 14 is Verrazano. That's a horse I like, too. 16 is Orb. So you have two of my horses as well. We have them in different order, but I like both of those horses. Even if they're getting hyped a lot, I think that there's some speed there, so we'll see if they can keep up.
Plus, Calvin's always good at the Kentucky Derby.
I know. If you go back and look at the history, always somewhere, a lot of times in the money. Absolutely. Phil, we're glad that you gave us a call. Thanks so much. Good luck with that. Even though you're not going to be able to see it, you'll be working. Yeah, I understand that. That's like one of those things where you got to have somebody just text you, because we live in the world of texting. So for goodness sake, Phil, let's have somebody text you what happened in the Derby, just in case. I mean, who knows? Maybe you had the horses. It's pretty exciting when you think of it, especially when you just kind of pluck them out of thin air. I did that one time. There was a horse. I grew up off of a road that was famous called Burnt Mill Road. What are the odds the 3 times in 1 year that I go to a live horse racing, and what's the horse Burnt Mill Road? And what are the odds? Like 50 to 1. So you knew I had to put some money on that. And sure enough, Burnt Mill Road came across first. So that was a pretty sweet day for me. Triple Crown Challenge. You can email us, americatonight.net, or dial these digits, 855-266-5283. Meet you in a few.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. But I have to tell you, it could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood-use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
That means it's the call to get in gear for our trifecta challenge. The first leg of the Triple Crown, the Kentucky Derby, this weekend. If you want to throw out some numbers and do the trifecta, of course, means three. You don't even have to know the horses. You can do that only until the top of the hour by calling this number here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283 or americatonight.net, americatonight.net. My horses were Vijack 20, 16 Orb, and 14 Verrazano. What are your horses? Like I said, you don't have to know the horses. You could just randomly pick the numbers, kind of like the lottery. Greg says, Kate, I just got to play, even though I'm not a big sports person. I'm going to say 10, 14, and 16. Greg, 10 is Palace Malice. That's a cool name. And Mike Smith has the mount on that. He's the jockey. And then the other two we know, Verrazano and Orb, of course, are in the mix for that, too, as well. To actually nail a trifecta, depending on the odds, that can be a pretty sweet return. When you go to the races, I love when people say to me, "Oh, that's doesn't that cost just so much money? I don't have the money for that." Well, if you have a whole table of people, that's what you do. You pick a whole bunch of horses and you just throw in a few dollars, and you take a good long shot. And then there's a chance you might actually get a little bit of a return, even with a table full of people. Use your noggin, folks. That's how you... Somebody sent me this. Sandy sent me this. That's how you do it. That's just pick a bunch of horses with a bunch of different people. Then it's really cheap. It's fun, entertaining. I think it's pretty cool to go to horse racing once in a while. This isn't cool at all. This kind of fits into, anyway, a sports-type segment. There's a story about a Utah soccer referee who's in a coma because he was punched by a player unhappy with one of his calls. His name is Rick Portilla. He has swelling in his brain. He's recovering, and it's uncertain what will happen. He's in critical condition. A 17-year-old player in a recreational soccer league punched him after he called a foul on him and issued him a yellow card. Of course, the teenager was thrown immediately into juvenile detention on suspicion of aggravated assault, but the charges could even be amplified, be much more severe if he dies. And this attack happened over the weekend, last weekend, on Saturday, and it's not the first time he's been assaulted by an angry player by refereeing. He's had his ribs and his legs broken before. But, I mean, here's what I would say. Who wants to do this? If these people in Salt Lake City are busting your limbs and then punching you in the face, is it really worth reffing for the games? They can't be paying him hardly anything. If it's a recreation league, I can't imagine. So, at first, I guess this coach seemed fine. Then he sat down and he started to throw up blood. His friends called an ambulance. He's been in a coma since Saturday. I think it's really a shame when it comes to bullying and that kind of stuff. I mean, come on, give me a break. Punching, as a player, even punching the kid in the face, wow, not a smart thing to do. And just not a smart thing to do. And soccer is so big there. After the first incident that happened, the daughters begged him to stop refereeing. It's his second job, but he loved soccer, so he didn't want to do it. And then look what happens. No good deed goes unpunished. That's what Oscar Wilde said. Sadly true, that's what I'm saying in my sarcasm, that this man should not be in this situation, and the person who did this will go down. If he dies, certainly he'll go down, and if not, still danger of facing the music on it, to be certain. 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283, or americatonight.net. We're doing the Trifecta Challenge. You don't have to know anything about horse racing. The fastest 2 minutes in sports come up over the weekend. It's very exciting to watch the Derby. You owe yourself that. If you say, I don't care about horses, just tune in to the last part of the show and you will care about horses forevermore. Tune in at about, if you're in the East Coast, tune in about 5:45. Earliest 5:30, because there'll be a half an hour of programming there where they overanalyze, just like the horse's name, everything about the race. If you've never seen it, it might be pretty interesting, but there's stuff in there you really absolutely do not need to worry about. And sometimes we get crowded with information. I say go with your gut. Pick the numbers, pick the horses, pick the jockeys. Just pick for fun. 855-266-5283. The juggler says, put me down for these three if nobody else has them. How about we'll take charge 17? It's my lucky day 12. And number four, Golden Soul. Golden Soul. I hope that the horses come in that order, but I'm just randomly picking the numbers, so I was assigning the horse to it. But this, of course, is the big deal, because whoever wins this race, then the conversation starts to talk about Pimlico in Baltimore and New York after that, the Belmont. Can we have three horses that, you know, can we have the horse winning the Kentucky Derby, then going on to the next two races and winning the Triple Crown? And, of course, the answer is we can have it, but it's so rare that the last time that happened was a board affirmed. So can you imagine? There's some time that has elapsed here without a doubt. And speaking of time that's elapsed, you only have a couple more minutes. And here's the number, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. This comes to us from Ryan, and Ryan says, put me down for these horses from the Kentucky Derby. I looked at a sheet, so I have some of the numbers down or some of the horses down, but let's put it this way. I'm going to say 18, which is Frack Daddy. Ooh, odds on 150-1. 18, 11, I had a hard time seeing that. 11 and 7. 11 line of battle and 7 giant finish. Giant finish. I hope somebody has an incredible finish when it's like neck and neck, nose to nose. That's the kind of derby you want to see, where it really lives up to the billing of the fastest 2 minutes in all of sports. I think it is the fastest 2 minute. It is the fastest 2 minute. But just because the horse has speed, something else freaks the horse out, or somebody else gets a jump on them. There are, you know, every horse is a favorite until somebody loses. And once somebody loses, then it changes the leeway when they step foot on the property and other things that affect, you know, where they're out of. What barn are they out of, and what ultimately is their job title? You know, another horse that I like that kind of got lost in the sauce is Giant Finish. Giant Finish is interesting, and the other horse that's pretty interesting is one I talked about before, Golden Sense and Giant Finish. Speaking of a Giant Finish, Mark says, hello, Ms. Delaney. I love these little challenges. Wish I'd known sooner, but wanted to get this out to you. I'm going to say 4, 5, and 6. Woo! 4, 5, and 6. And you know what? You, brother, you might have better information than me. They certainly could come in that way. If you called us, enjoy the Kentucky Derby, and we'll see if we have a winner by the next time we meet.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' 1 month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.